He was replaced in Baghdad by a four-star general, George Casey. In June 2005, the New York Times reported that army superiors believed the Abu Ghraib torture scandal had blown over and were thinking about promoting Sanchez to four stars and giving him the Southern Command in Latin America. However, the possibility of a clash with Congress prevented any further promotions for Sanchez. Meanwhile, General Tacuba, who had done the initial investigating at Abu Ghraib, was shunted aside, being transferred to the Pentagon and made Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs. Since the publication of the first photos from Abu Ghraib, the Pentagon has conducted at least 10 high-level investigations of itself. In April 2005, the Army's Inspector General issued a report that was intended to be the military's final word on the responsibility of the senior leadership. The entire high command, civilian and military, was exonerated, except for Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, a woman and a reserve officer who was briefly in charge of U.S. prisons in Iraq in late 2003 and early 2004. She received an administrative reprimand and was demoted to colonel. As of the summer of 2006, only 7 low-ranking soldiers had been charged with anything. When the issue of official torture first arose, Senator John W. Warner, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, promised that everyone culpable would be held accountable, but he failed to follow through, thereby earning himself a place among the 7 morons who lost the war. The Washington Post editorialized, "That the affair would end in this way is even more disgraceful for the American political system than the abuses themselves." But there was still one more disgrace to come. In June 2005, the Senate Republican Policy Committee issued a report claiming that the International Committee of the Red Cross, in daring to criticize U.S. treatment of prisoners in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and at Guantanamo Bay, had lost its way. The senators of the ruling party recommended that the Bush administration cut off all U.S. funds for the ICRC's operations. Burton J. Lee III served as a doctor in the Medical Corps and, for 4 years, as presidential physician to George H.W. Bush. He writes, "Today, it seems as though our government and the military have slipped into Joseph Conrad's heart of darkness. The widespread reports of torture and ill-treatment, frequently based on military and government documents, defy the claim that this abusive behavior is limited to a few non-commissioned officers at Abu Ghraib or isolated incidents at Guantanamo Bay. When it comes to torture, the military's traditional leadership and discipline have been severely compromised up and down the chain of command. Why? I fear it is because the military has bowed to errant civilian leadership. I believe it is fair to suggest that this civilian leadership is suffering from the same lapses in thinking that afflicted the German desk murderers of the 1940s.